tell us something about the project and something about yourself too.
Assalamu alaikum, Zain. Thank you very much for having me here. And it's a great honor. About myself, well, I'm just a young Australian who's passionate about assisting those who are less fortunate in the world. And I had the great pleasure, and still have the great pleasure of, indeed I'm blessed to have a number of Pakistani friends here in Australia. And having gone through university with many Pakistani friends, I saw just how beautiful the culture was and how beautiful the people were. Had the opportunity, indeed the great pleasure, to visit Pakistan in 2011. And I saw for myself just how beautiful the people were, like truly beautiful people, such a rich culture, such proud people. And they welcomed me in essentially like a brother and treated me like a king. And that's just the culturally, that's Pakhtunwali. This is specifically in Peshawar, where I spent most of my time in 2011, is that they treat their guests like a like kings and queens. And I thought that was, it was the most, one of the most special experiences I'd ever had in my entire life. And I'd been thinking of doing something in Peshawar because I wanted to figure out some kind of a way to connect the beautiful people of Australia with people of Pakistan. 2013 comes, and specifically on UN International Peace Day, 21st of September 2013. You may recall, very sadly and tragically, there was a twin suicide bomb attack at the All Saints Christian Church in Peshawar. And at that time, I realized, well, the time for thinking and just sort of ad hoc planning and all that sort of stuff has come to an end. We need to do something here any way we can. So I thought, well, so discussed the idea with a few friends, and we thought, well, how about a school focused on peace? So a school for peace with the two key criteria of interfaith harmony and girls empowerment. Because you, if you achieve social cohesion by bringing together people, particularly young people of different faiths and cultural backgrounds, and if you empower girls, you lift all of society up. And it will deliver immeasurable dividends, positive dividends for Pakistan and all of humanity. So alhamdulillah, I found a wonderful team in Peshawar and a wonderful group of friends here. And we decided to take this on. And January 2014 was when I had my first discussions with the team in Peshawar. And travelled to Peshawar in September that year. So on the 1 year anniversary of, so this is September 2014, on the 1 year anniversary of the church bombing, and also on International Peace Day, we launched, or a new global movement for peace was born in Peshawar. And it brought together people from different faiths, and it was just a beautiful occasion. And then the work continued on, and in March the next year, so March 2015, alhamdulillah, the school opened and opened its doors, and we had beautiful kids come in, and the happy time started. And then I had the opportunity in May of 2015, which was the last time I was in Pakistan, to visit the school and officially cut the ribbon. And referencing a journalist who was there at the time, because when I was cutting the ribbon, I had a Muslim, I myself am Christian, so I had a Muslim and a Hindu and a Sikh community leader by my side as we cut the ribbon. And in the journalist's, Anam Gill, wonderful young young leader in Pakistan, in her words, it was a sight to behold in Peshawar. And ever since that day, many sleepless nights, many, many, many hours, more hours than I can care to remember, spent hunched over my laptop and going in between meetings and trains and the fun sort of things I get to do, such as visiting Pakistan. I've now visited Pakistan. When I go to Pakistan next, later this year, it will be the fourth time in 5 years I've been to Pakistan. And my background is Italian, and most of my family is actually still in Italy, and I haven't been to Italy since 2007. So if that ever gives you an indication of where my heart is, I think that's very reflective. So that's essentially...
That's really great. It's been more than a year. What have you achieved so far?
Thankfully, we've had now dozens of children who have come through who otherwise wouldn't have access to a proper quality education have since come through the school and will continue to be at the school. So that's in and of itself wonderful. And I encourage anyone to jump onto Facebook, the Peshawar School for Peace, and they'll see all the beautiful smiling children who just started at school just in the past week after their summer holidays. That really is one of the highlights. And then we've also just completed, and it was the second year in a row that we ran this, in association with a wonderful local organisation called Soweda. which is a local women's rights organization led by Nursia Afridi, whose cousin was shot dead by the Taliban, and Soweda's office has actually been bombed before, but thankfully no one was killed. So very, very brave people. So in association with them, we ran Women's Excellence Month, where for the month of August, we every week we bring together leading women in different fields, so in fields of arts, business, health. And so we bring women who have achieved success in particular fields, so we get to celebrate them, and they get to share their insights and their journey, and they inspire the local women, many of whom have, you know, suffer poverty or have been victims of terrorism, or their families have, or they've been victims of abusive relationships, or whatever it might be. Things are quite difficult for women in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Only about a third of women are literate, and that has implications for their human rights situation. So that's something we've done 2 years in a row now. And one thing that I was very, very happy with was run a digital inclusion ICT program. So alhamdulillah, we had 40 women, many of whom are the most disadvantaged women of Peshawar. And one of the women in particular who I remember had polio, for instance. So funded by an organization in Paris called Women's World Wide Web, we ran a four-month-long ICT training program where the women came in and essentially learnt computer skills. So we had two computer labs in the school. And I remember seeing the graduation ceremony for that, where the women got their certificates. And there's this beautiful video, which I'll share with you, this beautiful video that was made, which encapsulates some of the stories of these women. One woman in particular has polio, and she'd never been able to use a computer before. Now that she knows how to use a computer, now that she's aware of her human rights, she's now been able to start an online business where she sells her silks, makes silk products. And I think that's just one example. So that was a program that was run last year. We'll hopefully do similar sort of programs in future. That was just a one-off program. And so just in and of itself, there are now 40 women who are now computer literate, who can now access their human rights, can now start businesses, can now do whatever they want to do because of the program. So I've been very, very proud of the achievements to date. There's a lot of work ahead, but we're blessed with a wonderful team in Peshawar.
Moving on from here, what's next for this project?
So, inshallah, we will be opening a youth and women's community centre in Faisalabad. So a very good friend of mine, Imran Maqsood, who lives in Sydney, actually heard me speaking on the radio once on an Urdu program in Sydney. He heard me and then he contacted me on Facebook. We met up, we made friends. I visited his community in Faisalabad last year, and they were the first ones who said to me, we would really love a school for peace here. So it's quite beautiful. So the Muslim and Christian communities came together and said that, you know, we are going to work united and we're going to make this project happen. So the project, so the community center, so this will be a community center instead of an actual school, which will run a range of different programs for specifically targeted at young people and women. It's literally under construction right now, and the pictures are quite incredible just seeing it happen. And that will hopefully open later in the year, and the programs for that will start.
Finally, I'm taking a liberty to call Pakistan your second home. If you want to give a message to people who are from Pakistan and who are listening to you right now, what would you say?
I would say every time I'm in Pakistan and every time I see the beauty of how incredibly diverse the beauty is, so the cities and obviously the regional landscapes just everywhere is just so beautiful. So every time I'm in Pakistan, I think to myself, mashallah, all the time. But in particular, and this is the almost the model motto of my life, Pakistan bahut acha mulk hai.
Indeed.
Pakistan is a beautiful country and it's a great honor to be working there. And as I say, in addition to helping the local communities, one of the most beautiful aspects of this project is the fact that Australians and Pakistanis are coming together and building these friendships, and it really is something beautiful.